Well, that tune means it's time for your Wednesday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. I'm Dale Kulis, pinch hitting for John Roberts today, and in the studio we have on realty expert Caitlin Soley. Almost got the old one in there. Got it right this time. And she'll be with us today in just a moment, right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, welcome back. And today in the studio, we are joined by Caitlin Soley. How are you? Oh, whoops. There we go. Soundboard does not like me today.
Yeah.
How goes it today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. It's been a week. A lot of stuff going on this week. A lot of stuff going on at GFBS. A lot of live events, remotes. I love it. But I know you've got a lot of stuff going on for you today as well. And some upcoming, we're talking just a little bit before we went on air here, some interesting events going on at Stay and Play.
Yeah, so I've been super busy trying to stay busy within the community too. So tonight, Stay and Play is having Journey Home Animal Rescue at their location, and they're going to be bringing some adoptable fur babies over. So if you're someone who might need to add into the family, go check out Stay and Play. That's tonight at 5.
Tonight at 5 at Stay and Play. Everyone needs some fur babies, right?
I know. I have two yellow labs myself, and it's weird to say husband, but my husband's dad is having us watch his two dogs, so my house has a total of 4 dogs right now, which is crazy.
That's right. And now I remember about, what was that, a month or so back, we crossed paths when you're walking the dogs and I was on my running route. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, hey, there's Caitlin. I had to take off my hat and shades because no one recognizes me running, because I'm usually or just completely unrecognizable running just in my running gear. But oh, good times. But I suppose we hit up some of this fun real estate topic for the day. Today's topic, I understand, is how to lower your mortgage payments.
Yeah, so from credit cards to loans, it just seems like everything has, you know, increased significantly over the past couple months, even like out into a year, as far as like interest rates go with inflation, everything like that. I know even myself, like when I go grocery shopping and I'm getting my basic necessities like shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, everything just seems to be way more expensive than it used to be. And I know that a lot of people are recognizing this, especially if they're, you know, getting their credit cards, mortgage, the loans. Everything is just more expensive right now. And, you know, we used to see the 2-3% interest rates, and now we're seeing more into like the 7.5%, which could be alarming for some. They never got to experience the 3% interest rate, so they don't really care. But we're going to talk about some tips and tricks to help lower that mortgage payment to kind of help out some of these home buyers.
That's awesome. I think that's a great way to just help to save anything you can. And I agree with you 100%. It seemed in the last about 3 or 4 years, one of the unfortunate ripple effects of the world from the last 3 or 4 years was, all of a sudden, hey, my weekly grocery trip is like an extra 20, 30 bucks all of a sudden out of the blue. So.
I know. I got really lucky this morning. I had to stop and get some gas, which no one likes wasting their money on gas. But as I pulled up to the Simonson gas station on Washington, I literally watched him raise down the price.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it went from like $3.90-something down to like $3.89. It's just a little bit, but I actually saw them lower it right before I got gas. I was like, okay, that's a good sign. Today's going to be a good day.
Good morale boost. But so yeah,
let's get into the 6 ways. So the first one is to opt for an adjustable rate mortgage loan. And this is shortened by ARM, which is ARM. So if you see that, that's what this is. And what this is it's a mortgage loan that offers an initial fixed rate period, whether that's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And during this period, your interest rate remains the same. So it's not going to change. Whatever you lock it in at, that's what it's going to be. But after the 3 years or 5 years, whatever you have the time period locked in for, it's going to reset at whatever the interest rate is currently. And this is a really good loan for anyone who knows that they're going to only be living in their house for a couple years, whether they know that their job like relocates every 3 years or something like that. Because if you're someone who's looking to live there longer, like let's say a 30 years, you don't want to have that reset on you. So it's a really good loan if you're only going to be living in your house for a short time period.
Like maybe during like a school period, maybe moving just, I'm going to be here just for my 4 years for schooling, and then don't want to be caught off guard with a reset. All of a sudden, boom, double, triple, who knows what the interest rate may be.
Exactly. And a lot of people do this because, you know, we hear that hopefully in a couple of years, everything will get better. Interest rates will get lower. So like I said, it's really great if you're going to be living here a short time and you know that, because it's when you have a lower interest, you're ultimately going to have a lower monthly mortgage payment. So that's the very first one there. The second tip, which we've heard about a lot from lenders, is you can pay for your points to buy down your interest rate. So this is going to be beneficial for someone who has the extra funds laying around to do this. But we're also, as realtors, able to help negotiate on offers. You know, if you're a buyer, maybe instead of asking for the seller paid closing costs, you can kind of ask the sellers to help contribute that money towards that interest rate buy down. So that's another really good program there.
It's kind of like a trade-off.
It is, yeah. And so what you do is, you know, if you want to bring it down from 7.5 to 6.5, that's, you know, 1 point right there. So you would just pay the fee to bring that down. And then right there, you're going to have a lower monthly mortgage payment.
That doesn't sound too bad. It's like, all right, I'll pay this little initial, you know, kind of like a ATM fee or whatever, but just multiply it a little bit. And then in the bigger picture, lower costs.
Lower costs, exactly. And, you know, again, this isn't going to work for everyone because you do have to have the funds available to pay that down up front. And that'll be part of like your closing costs. But if this works for you, this is a really great way to get that monthly mortgage payment lowered. Okay, the very next one is to consider a shorter term loan. So the typical is the 30-year loan, and you can switch that up and do 15 or 20 years as well. To do 15 or 20 years, you might have a higher monthly payment compared to 30 years, because 30 years is stretched out double compared to 15-year mortgage. But if you do lower it, these can come with lower interest rates as well. So for example, this is data taken from September 11th, so just a couple days ago, but the average 15-year mortgage rate was 6.79, and for a 30-year mortgage rate, it was about 7.56. So that's almost an entire point right there. So just by shortening up that loan term, you can get mortgage rate lower.
That's like just two back-to-back ways on how to lower the interest rate. I think that's awesome.
Exactly. But just note that if you are shortening your loan term, you might have some higher fees worked in there as well. So again, this might not be for everyone, but it's just another tip if you have the funds available to use.
Bust out the spreadsheets, right?
Exactly. And that's why we always say, definitely when you're going through that pre-approval process and you're talking to lenders, definitely talk to more than one, because different lenders have different programs. They're able to get different offers for you. So kind of, you know, we always say talk to at least two or three and compare what they have to offer. All right. The next one is improve your credit score. And this one is like the most crucial one for anyone who's going to be purchasing a home. Your credit score plays a very vital role in determining the interest rate that you qualify for. So when you see on like the news headlines what interest rates currently are today for a 30-year fixed mortgage rate, that might not be the rate that you would be offered by a lender, because they do take into consideration what your credit score is. If you have a really low credit score, you might have a higher interest rate, higher than the 7.5 right now. And if you have a really good credit score, you might get it lower than the 7.5. So it really does depend on which lenders you're going through. So just making sure that if you are thinking about buying a home, maybe you're already in a home, and you're thinking about maybe refinancing, that kind of stuff, just making sure that you're taking those steps to improve your credit. So making sure you're paying down your bills on time, your credit cards, and not racking up too much debt.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you ever get questions on like, along the lines from people that are lending, that you're getting people set up with homes with, for what's a, is there any like super easy, quick ways to lower your credit score? But I always hear the constant, you know, stay on top of your bills, stay on top of your loan payments. I think heard in the past was, you know, maybe a small loan that's easy to pay off in several months.
Exactly. And I know a lot of first-time home buyers have, you know, maybe just recently graduated college, and they're really scared about all the student debt that they have. But lenders, so what they're looking for is like way too much debt. And what I mean by that is some debt is good debt, because then it shows banks that you're able to pay off those debts. But if you're missing payments, things like that, that's going to cause red flags. So just making sure you're doing that. And then a good way to start paying off some of your debt is they say any of your debt or your credit cards that has higher than a 7% interest rate, try to get those paid off first, because those ones are the ones that are racking up that extra money. And you want to get those paid off. So I always say start by looking at all of the debt you have, and the ones that are like a 20% interest rate or something super high, try to get those ones paid off first, because then the lower interest is going to be a lot easier in the long run to pay off.
Sounds like I can agree with that. You don't want those higher interest rates just to sneak up on you and all of a sudden, hey, this, you know, X amount of dollar loan was now like 3 to 4 times more.
Exactly. But the number one thing is you don't want to just, you know, go and close all your credit cards and get rid of all your debt, because like I said, some debt is good debt and banks want to be able to see that you're able to pay off. So if you do have questions about that, again, any lender in town is going to be able to help answer those. So, okay, going on to the very next one, we've kind of already talked about this a little bit, but shop around for lenders. Don't settle for the first mortgage loan offer that you get. Definitely talk to two or three, and get those quotes and compare, you know, just like when you're shopping for a car or I don't know, whatever else it is, you usually get a second opinion. So same thing with this, get that second opinion and compare the offers that lenders are giving you, because I know some might be able to offer more versus others. So
now if you're getting clients that are like, I have no idea who to go for lenders, do you have resources available to point them in the direction? Here's a list of lenders in town.
We do. Yep. And I definitely recommend getting in touch with local lenders versus those online, like international ones. And the reason for that is because our local lenders here in the Grand Forks, East Grand Forks area, they really do know our market. And the communication is awesome. A lot of them can just text you at any time of the day. And some of these national ones, they're on different time zones, so it's really hard to get in contact with them sometimes. So, but we do have a list that we can give you. So if you are in the market and you need a lender, definitely hit me up.
And I know, like, I think there were some past Berkshire Hathaways from all three, from you and Brodeen and Helgeson, where you've occasionally had lenders with you as guests in the past.
Yep, absolutely. There's definitely been some lenders on here. Good, credible ones, too. So always just reach out and ask us, and we can get you in touch with those lenders. Okay, the last one I have here, this is the last tip, is to make extra payments. And this is, again, it really depends if you're able to do this or not. But another way to save on those mortgage costs is just making extra payments towards your principal balance if you already have a house and you have a loan. Making those extra payments towards your principal balance in the long term is going to help pay off that loan a lot quicker. So I know it really depends on person to person, on your financial situation, but if you're able to spend that extra money you're getting, maybe you get a tax return or a stimulus check. I don't know if we're doing that anymore, but it's a good, instead of going on a trip or going out and buying like home decor, fall decor, try putting that money towards your loan. So
I can speak from experience that has helped me in the past. I heard mixed things growing up on that. On the negative side, some people were telling me like, oh, no, if you pay it off quicker, the bank loses less or loses on your interest payments. Don't pay it off quicker. But then I've heard exactly what you said. And then when I went to get my credit score, when I was looking to get a new vehicle so many years ago, they're like, oh, we saw you pay off your loans quicker. You got great credit. And I was like, okay, thank goodness. So that's great to hear that. You can vouch you got the resource or the credibility there from the fact checking.
Right. And the other thing with that, too, is, you know, sometimes people like they already know that they're not going to be living in their house for the full 30 years. So if you're someone who, again, knows that, OK, I'm only going to be living here for 3 years, why would I make extra payments? If you already know that upfront, maybe the adjustable rate mortgage is the right way to go for you. So we always say be very upfront and honest with your lenders when you're going through that pre-approval process, because depending on your situation, they're really going to be able to help point you in the right direction on what's going to be the best option for you.
So there you go. Six ways how to lower your mortgage.
Yes.
Now, I know we got one more event coming up that you would like to promote coming up here at Town Square tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about checking this out myself. In the Town Square tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m., they're doing s'mores in the park. They're going to have, you can get a free s'more. There's going to be like music, games, just a great way to get out, start getting in the fall mood and have a s'more.
I think that's a great time and a great way to get out just before the temps get too cold.
Right, exactly.
Realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. Caitlin Soli.
I got to knock myself
for doing that.
I do that too, don't worry.
What is the best way for everyone to reach out and contact you?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can text or call me anytime.
Caitlin Soli, thank you so much. That wraps up your Wednesday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Many thanks again to Caitlin Soli for coming on today, and she'll be back this Friday at 10 a.m. Until then, have a great day, Graham Forks.